Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun because you're at the right place to have a little fun and get the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. Danny Lipford here, along with my very capable co-host, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. We're very excited to have you here on the air with us as we talk about home improvement and remodeling and maybe even some gardening or outdoor work. You know, if you're building a deck or working on some projects, a lot of people might be finishing up their summer projects, Danny. So I'd like to hear about that. I'm just getting started on some. I'm a little behind only because I was waiting for material to arrive. But I had been talking about I'm putting in a bay window, and I found out it's coming tomorrow.
Oh,
so I'm
wow.
Very excited about
that.
Oh,
man.
I'm not going to be able to put it in right away because we're going on vacation next week, but it'll be in the garage waiting for me.
Boy, there you go. Great project. That's something that we all do at our homes, always waiting on materials, it seems like, these days. But whatever your challenge that you're facing around your home, we want to help you here at Today's Homeowner Radio. We make it very easy for you to reach out to us. One way is to pick up the phone anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and call the Today's Homeowner Hotline. That number is 800-946-4420, or send us an email anytime. I appreciate all those great emails we've gotten this week and every week. And you can send one to us right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And hey, don't forget about all of our ways that you can reach out to us through social media, Facebook. You can certainly go to the Today's Homeowner Facebook, and you should go there and like us because there's a lot of things happening there every single day that can help you around your home. Pinterest, we're setting records for the company and on Pinterest. You should see all of the things we post there. Instagram, Twitter. You can reach me through Twitter at Danny Lipford. A lot of different ways that you can reach out to us. And again, we want to help you with anything that you might be dealing with. Some of the things we're going to talk about during this hour of vinyl floor maintenance tips. There's still millions of vinyl floors out there. There are a few things you need to do to make sure they last as long as you possibly can make them last. Also, picket fences. Boy, how American is a white picket fence, and we've seen those used quite a bit over the years. Well, there's a brand new picket fence out that you're going to want to hear about. I'll share that with you in just a little bit. Also, have a homeowner's got a problem with the porch. It continually floods. What can they do? And also, we have some epoxy paint drips on a tub. It was intended to look good, but it's gotten a little bit of trouble here. Can you get that off? Joe, what about that simple solution coming up in a little bit?
All right, Danny, I've got a quick way to unclog shower heads. You know, sometimes shower heads used to spray really strong, powerful water, and suddenly they don't, and it's often because they get clogged up. So I've got a quick way to unclog those, and often you don't even need to remove the shower head.
Oh, that's great. Sometimes that shower starts getting weaker and weaker, and you don't know exactly why. Look up and see if there aren't some deposits on there. And if so, Joe will tell you how, in a very simple way, to get rid of all of that. Joe, you know, we constantly are talking about smart devices and how many different things have changed with voice activation. We've got refrigerators now with cameras inside so that when we're at the store, we can look inside our fridge and see how much how much bacon and eggs we have in there. I mean,
it's to make sure Danny's not snacking on in the middle of the night.
That happens too. So there's all kind of ways of doing that. Even the range hoods in the kitchen now are starting to have some more features there. I found something that was sent to me the other day that allows you really to operate your range hood remotely, with a remote control, or even communicate. It can communicate with your cooktop. So there's one out that I know Braun Newtone has out that if you don't turn it on at all and you put something on your cooktop and maybe it gets fairly hot, almost a dangerous way, it automatically senses and will turn it on. That can save you a lot of problems inside your house. We're doing that. Of course, over the years, range hoods started incorporating a lot of things, wood, tile, and other materials. But stainless steel is still the leading surface. But now they have a lot of versions of the black stainless that's available to coordinate maybe with some of the other appliances that you have. So the black stainless steel just doesn't seem right for some some reason, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. But I guess because people are starting to install black stainless steel appliances, mm-hmm. they want to match it. The other thing I've noticed is a lot of glass range hoods.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What's nice about the glass ones is they basically disappear. Because sometimes, you know, they can seem like a big hulking thing in the middle of your kitchen. You know, the vent ducts and all that obviously are still metal of some sort, but or hidden. But the sort of like the hood itself is glass, which is really kind of cool looking.
You know, another thing I thought was kind of interesting as part of this little study that was released, they're talking about the downdraft ventilation is gaining in popularity. And, you know, Gen Air had that downdraft for years to where, you know, you wouldn't have to have the overhead vent hood or anything. But a lot of times, you know, if you went very far with that vent, just like any vent, whether you're going up or down or wherever, it really diminishes the effectiveness of it after a while. But what's really motivating this gaining in popularity is everybody wants those clean sight lines on those open floor plans. And, you know, as well as getting that, proper ventilation in non-vented areas, such as a condominium where you may have a hard time gaining access to that vent. These open floor plans are something that we've heard about for the last 10 years and really continue to be a big part of the design of people eliminating certain rooms and combining that one big open space.
Yeah, if you ever watch any real estate TV show, of which there are many, or a remodeling TV show, people are often looking for homes with open floor plans. And, you know, that's not very hard to understand. People love, if you're in the kitchen, you can view out into the dining area or even the family room, depending on the house. But Danny, I heard a statistic that was pretty alarming, and it has to do with those open floor plans. And this is from the National Fire Protection Association. And first, the good news, since 1980, the number of house fires has been cut in half because, of course, of the popularity and the code required of smoke detectors. That's the smoke alarms. So that cut number of house fires and injuries and deaths in half. But since 2010, house fire deaths have been on the rise, and they're trying to figure out why. And part of the reason is open floor plans, because obviously if you have fewer walls in the house, fire can spread more quickly. So they're just making people aware of that. And the other main reason is there's not enough time to get out of a house fire. 40 years ago, they said occupants had 17 minutes to evacuate your house. Mm-hmm. Now it's down to 3 minutes.
Wow.
So
wow.
That between the open floor plan and not having enough time. And the main culprit there, of course, is synthetic materials. They go up so quickly. Before, everything was made of cotton and wool, and it just didn't burn as quickly. Just be aware of that. If anyone has any concern, all local fire departments will come out and evaluate your home and make sure smoke detector is in the right place, that you have a plan. If you don't have an escape plan, they'll give you one. So the open floor plans are great, but just be aware that it does come with an increase in fire deaths and injuries.
And that's another reason a lot of the smart devices are so great these days, because you can have the security, you know, to be able to really detect any fire around your home. It can alert you. It can alert the fire departments. A lot of different ways to make your home safer by integrating some of these smart devices. And the thing about it is, it doesn't have to be a whole house system. You can go in and actually just plug one appliance into an outlet. You plug your lights, you plug your radio, you plug whatever you want into it, and you can control that through your app. You can schedule it. So not only protection against fires, but also protection against anybody that might want to break in your home. A lot of different ways that you can do that. And the thing about it, and I think one of the reasons that some of the smart devices have become so popular, is that you can do it a little at a time. You don't have to do the entire house. Learning curve is virtually zero. And once you get a few of these installed here and there, it makes it pretty nice. I'll tell you, I'm really enjoying the voice activated. I mean, the simple thing of Alexa being able to say things. I'll tell you what a mean little joke would be for
us to say,
"Hey, Alexa, play some whatever," and then when it goes out on the radio, it happens like, we got an email the other day saying, "Hey, y'all were talking about this." He said, "Hey, Alexa, turn on my lamp," and lamps came on all over the country. So
yeah, you said it on the radio, and someone listening had their lamps turned on.
Exactly. So we just messed someone up right now.
Of course, the biggest downside of Alexa is nobody can name their daughter Alexa anymore.
That's exactly right.
Because you can't possibly, you know, like shout your daughter's name to do something.
That name has been reserved. So
that's right.
Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot of information that we want to share with you here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image Search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store Mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It is quite an honor here on today's Homeowner Radio when we're able to announce brand new radio stations that are joining the Today's Homeowner Radio Network, and actually have two of them out of Faraday, Louisiana, KFNV 107.1 FM and KWTG 104.7 FM. Special thanks to Jim Allgood, our good friend down in Louisiana there, and all the whole team for having us on the air there. We want to help you in that part of Louisiana on any challenge that you might be having with your home. Send us an email right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or pick up the phone anytime, 800-946-4420. Let's shift gears, head north to Saratoga Springs, New York. Jeffrey's on the line right now. Jeffrey, welcome to the show, and tell us how we can help you around your home.
Hello, Danny. How you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you.
I live in a mobile home. It was built in 1996. I've been in the mobile home for 22 years now, and I've got a problem with my floors. There's some carpeting, which is fine, but I have vinyl sheet flooring in my kitchen, breakfast nook, and I have three small bathrooms, and I have a hard time trying to keep them clean. They become sticky in the summertime with everybody's dirty bare feet walking on them. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what I can do to clean and then put something maybe on top of them for a sheet of protection.
All right. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I'm not sure we've gotten a question exactly like this, but it makes me think, Joe, you know, with the manufacturing of a vinyl floor product, there's bound to be a protective coating on that. And I guess it would wear off after a while.
Sure.
You think that's the situation here? And if so, is there really anything that can be done to apply to the top of it?
Yeah, Jeffrey, I was thinking the same thing. Danny just mentioned that all resilient floors, vinyl floors, have a clear wear layer on top, you know, to protect the floor itself, the colored core of the floor. And it sounds as if that clear wear layer has worn off. And when it does, of course, it exposes that resilient core, which is much more absorbent than the clear layer on top. So now it's going to attract dirt, be harder to clean, and maybe even get sticky depending on what's being put on or tracked in from the outdoors. So, okay, so that's great, but what do you do?
That sounds exactly like what I'm looking
yeah.
at.
Yeah, so it's 20 years old, so you've certainly got the life out of it, but if you don't want to replace it, they do make commercial products that are made for, you know, I guess they use them for like restaurants and airports and places with vinyl floors to protect them, make them last as long as possible. It's a clear sealer. There's one called Vinyl Guard, and Mohawk Flooring makes one called Easy Vinyl Sealer. And they seal the floor, and they also eliminate having to, if it's any kind of floor, it needs to be waxed or stripped of wax. You know, you don't have to do that any longer. But the only mm-hmm. downside is, because it's a commercial product, they're relatively expensive, so it might be cheaper to replace the flooring than to buy this stuff, especially if you have to buy like a whole gallon of it. But you can check into those and just see if that would help. I mean, the easy way to tell if the wear layer is missing is test it in a place where no one's been walking for the 20 years, like maybe some hidden spot, where you'll see that would probably be a lot easier to clean because it's still got the wear layer. In the other areas of the house, you know, where it's been worn off, you have this problem. So I guess if it was my house, what I would do is I might just It's been 20 years, maybe in resilient flooring is pretty affordable. I might just replace it.
I'm hoping to do that in the future. Actually, I remember Danny did a two-part show on, I believe, your condo you bought in Alabama when you were redoing it.
That's right. I remember
and, I remember yeah. the putting down the vinyl flooring. It looked so easy.
Well, I'll tell you what, that luxury vinyl tile is what it commonly called, LVT, and it was extremely easy to put down. And in your situation, you would, as long as that floor is adhered to the floor well, you can install it right over it and just one piece at a time. Heck, you just cut it with a razor knife, and it gets a lot of wear and tear at that condo with all the sand and all the kids running in and out, and it still looks fantastic.
That's fantastic. That's what I plan to do in the future. Definitely.
That might be the best option. Yeah, just go
right
over it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, guys. I do appreciate your help.
Hey, I appreciate it. And go place a bet at the racetrack for us there at Saratoga Springs. So.
You got it. Thank you so much, my friend.
Okay.
I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you. I've heard a lot about that racetrack up there. I haven't been to it.
Yeah, it's very famous.
I have been to the Kentucky Derby and a couple other places, but I've heard a lot about that and how beautiful it is up there. And our director of syndication that lives up in Long Island actually used to work there as a kid, and he would tell me all about, you know, I don't know what they call those, the guys that carry the horses around, that lead them around.
And yeah, I'm not sure. I know some of them are trainers. They must have a title, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, that's what he did. So
that's better than following the horse with the shovel.
Well, he probably did a little bit of that too. But, hey, Joe, I was going to tell you, of course, summertime is hot everywhere. And I had my grandkids down. Of course, I have a brand new little grandchild, a little Clara that was just born recently, Chelsea's new little baby. But the other three kids are all about getting in that pool.
I bet.
So, you know, we get them down here on a Sunday afternoon and they're swimming and jumping and doing cannonballs and everything. But they're getting adventurous enough now to want to go down and get into the river. And the river's, you know, nice and clean and it's great. And I got the boat dock and everything. So my wife, now I get blamed for a lot of things, but my wife, but my wife goes out and does a classic, something that I'm so proud of her for. And that is she bought a little remote control alligator head.
No.
I don't know if
you've
ever seen.
Just the head of an alligator?
I don't know if you've ever seen. I don't know if you've ever seen those on the videos. They're hilarious. People put these things in, like at parks, and then they go subtly stand over by the tree with a remote control and scare the heck out of people. Well,
oh my God.
So I went down a few seconds ahead of the kids, and they were, we want to jump in the river. Okay, well, let me go down and check it all out.
Right.
And so I take it, I put the little crocodile head, alligator head in the water. And so they always love to feed the fish. So they'll get some of the fish food. They throw it in there, and then they look over to wait to see where when the fish come up and eat the food, of course. Well, I had that the alligator head came right there, right in the middle of where they are, expecting them to completely scream and holler, right?
Right.
But Gus goes, "Where's Pop Daddy?" and knew I was up, and he saw me over kind of hiding over there with a remote control. So it didn't scare him at all. But they thought it was hilarious.
Oh,
but
my God.
See, I get tagged for things like that all the time. No matter what jokes happen, they come back to me and said, "Oh, that's real funny."
Well, that's evidence that you've played so many jokes on these kids, it's hard to fool them.
Yeah. It is, and they're getting pretty savvy. But as a result, they jumped in the water to play with the alligator head. So anyway,
I hope you don't have real alligators and that happens.
No, we don't have any. But I'm gonna get someone on that one day. I'll get Sharon in the swimming pool with it, something like that.
Yeah, so. No, you'll get someone.
Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio, and again, we always encourage you to reach out to us anytime that you might have a question. 800-946-4420 or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Also want to remind you about the Today's Homeowner newsletter. You can get our free e-newsletter by simply going to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter and sign up today. Every week you'll get some of the latest and greatest home improvement information, some tips, some ideas, some tricks, some links to different simple solutions and so forth that you'll want to make sure that you are able to receive. And that's todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. Joe, looking forward to next week as you unveil the top five simple solutions. You know, we've had so much fun over the years with the different simple solutions.
Yes.
And not an easy task to go back and grab the top five. Maybe we shouldn't call it the top five. Maybe five of the most popular, because I know we'll be doing that again and again with other simple solutions.
Yeah. And since the last time we did it, you know, I was probably, I don't even know. We did the top 10 maybe 5 years ago, and obviously we've had 5 years of producing new simple solutions. So yeah, we'll come up with some. And I think I had two honorable mentions, which I'll probably add as well, which are simple solutions that both Danny and I kind of raised our eyebrows to, like, wait a minute, what is this tip, and why would somebody do it? But yeah, I'll come up with the top five.
And that's coming up next week. So you want to make sure you tune in to hear the top five simple solutions with a few extra ones thrown in. Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you about a brand new wood that's used for picket fences. It'll make it so easy and make them last for a long, long time. All of that and a lot more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you've ever installed a privacy fence, you know how tedious it can be, attaching one picket after another. And it's even worse when they're warped or twisted in some way. So the folks at Alta Forest Products have introduced one that addresses those issues and more. Their premium treated dog-eared fence picket is a full 6 inches wide, allowing for faster installation and requiring less fasteners and labor. It also is a full 3/4 inch thick, which combined with the addition of a wood stabilizing additive makes this product extremely stable and minimizes the amount of warp and twist seen in other products. It's warranted against rot, decay, and wood ingesting insects, including Formosan termites. And each picket is individually treated and stained, resulting in complete coverage and a more uniform appearance. Now, for more information on this Alta premium treated dog-eared fence picket, log on to homedepot.com. And these come in a variety of sizes, so you can make a regular privacy fence, a picket fence, or whatever. But that 3/4 inch thick is real key, because over the years, the half inch, they've gotten back to half inch. And in some cases, if you build the fence right with your runners or your stringers, half inch is just fine. You won't get all of that warpage. But boy, if you really stretch those horizontal supports out too much, you're going to get a lot of twisting and tangling on those boards.
Yeah, and typically at the top and bottom of the board, you know, above the top rail or below the bottom rail. Do we need to explain, Danny? You think people know what dog ear fence picket
is?
No,
go ahead. No, that's a good idea. Uh-huh. It's probably the most popular.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, come it's, on, please.
It's, everyone's probably seen a dog ear picket, and all it means is, instead of being sawn to a point, it's not a point on the top, it's flat on the top, but the two corners have been cut off, typically at 45 degrees. At some point, someone's thought, oh, it kind of looks like a dog's ear. So whenever you hear the dog ear term used, that's what they mean, that the square corners are cut off at 45 degrees.
The term's not cut, it's nipped. It's nipped at the top, yeah.
I often say lopped off.
Yeah,
the ears are lopped off.
Yeah, okay, all right. Hey, let's go to our emails right now.
Okay.
We've got a lot of emails. Again, you can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came in from Carrie in Texas. I have a concrete porch that floods every time we have a heavy rain. What's the best way to raise my porch to stop the flooding? Well, Carrie, first of all, the first thing you need to look at is how much space between the top of that porch and your floor level. Probably the most common is around 3 inches. So if that's the case, you have 3 inches to work with there, which probably would take care of it, unless it's certainly a severe situation. And if you're wanting to raise the porch or raise the surface of the porch, certainly you wouldn't raise the concrete up. That would never work. But you can form up on top of that, and you can pour right under that threshold of your door, and then make sure you have at least a 1-inch slope away away from there, going to the outside. Now, you would form all of this up. You still want to work in some reinforcement wire. And if you don't have at least 2.5 inches there, I wouldn't do it at all unless you have a special formulated mix on that concrete, because it just doesn't hold up very well unless you get to 3 inches or more in standard concrete mixes. But put your reinforcement wire in, pour that in there. That should take care of it. But Joe, if it's flooding like this, you would suspect that it's coming in around the porch and kind of leaking over into it instead of necessarily blowing in. So that's another area that he might look at on that.
Yeah, if the porch was properly pitched, and they should always be pitched away from the house, obviously, so water would drain off. Even if it's being blown in, it should drain off. So here, we're just hoping that it's not so far down in the back that there's some structural problem where the whole thing's caving in. But we're assuming that it just wasn't poured correctly. Now, if you don't have enough room to do that, to pour some on top of it, you can call a concrete contractor. And what I've seen them install is something called an in-slab drainage system, which they basically cut channels, they fill it with gravel, and they pitch those in certain ways. So now that doesn't prevent the water from blowing in and moving toward the house, but it does capture it and move it away. So, I mean, that would be another option. And you could try that first. If that doesn't work, then you can always go to, you know, the suggestion Danny had, which is pouring something on top.
Hey, let's go right to our emails again here. We got a lot of great emails. So we want to try to get to as many of them as we can. Again, todayshomeowner.com/ask is where you can send us one. Matter of fact, this is another concrete question from Virginia. Michael asked, help, my concrete patio was cracking. So I hired a contractor to patch all of the cracks. Now the patch job is very obvious and a much different color than the original concrete patio. Plus the patched areas are slightly raised and not flush with the patio surface. Is there any way to fix this? Well, Michael, I tell you, it's really tough cosmetically when you're patching cracks to make it blend in. I've actually never seen any really blend in color-wise or texture-wise. But if you have a difference in the concrete now where one part of it's a little higher than the other as a result of the patching, I'd suggest you get a concrete grinder. Now, you can rent these very easily. It's a walk-behind, fairly heavy, fairly aggressive machine that has abrasive rocks on the bottom of it. And you essentially, and well, some of them just have a round, almost like an old vinyl record size there, about 12 inches. It has a diamond cutting arms on it, and you can put it there. Very carefully go over, because it's pretty aggressive. Just lightly go over the whole thing. Take a water hose and rinse it all off, and you'll see that you can get it nice and smooth. After that, you've gotten it nice and smooth and looking good. Now it's time to make it look good. And I'll tell you what, you really should check out Daich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. Boy, I've used it a lot on different situations where you can go right over that. It can create a non-slip surface, but also can make it just unbelievable looking. Of course, we've also recommended Quikrete Recap, which will allow you to put a layer of concrete over it. You can put a broom finish on it after that to make it non-skid. Matter of fact, Joe, I just did a Facebook Live, one of our Talk to Today's Homeowners on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, showing the recap. Extremely popular. People are so interested in this very do-it-yourself friendly way of doing it. And that would be another option for Michael after he gets the concrete patches kind of sanded down a bit, is to coat it with a recap.
Yeah, depending on how high these patches are, you might not even need to do that. You might not need to grind it down, you know, because you can add an eighth inch or more.
That's true.
Be able to go right over it. You have to clean it really well. That's the reason we love resurfacing a product like Recap, because you essentially end up with a brand new concrete surface. It just happens to be really thin.
And you can go to todayshomeowner.com and put in our search engine resurfacing concrete, or go to quikrete.com and see exactly how that product can completely change the look of the surface of a concrete slab. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about removing epoxy paint from a bathtub. Tell you that and a whole lot more coming up right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. If you're looking for a simple, inexpensive way to upgrade your kitchen, try the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from Deitch Coatings. It's an easy four-step process that you can do yourself to give your counters authentic granite elegance in just a weekend. And because it's formulated with real stone, this revolutionary product resists stains, heat, and impact to deliver a high-end appearance with smooth richness that rivals a professional granite installation at a fraction of the cost. Find LuxRock online at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Take today's homeowner with you wherever you go with our popular podcast channel. Listen to our daily tips for today's homeowner. Get answers to your most common questions with our Ask Danny podcast. Or catch up on past episodes of the Today's Homeowner radio show. They're all designed to help you find solutions that work for your home. And they're available on demand on our Today's Homeowner podcast channel. Just search Today's Homeowner podcast on your favorite app and listen today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show. Hope everything's going well around your house. Whatever project that you're tackling today, I hope it's going well. If not, you know what to do. Pick up the phone and give us a call and see if we can help you through whatever process that you're going through. 800-946-4420 or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we want to go to Louisville, Kentucky. Vicki's on the line. Vicki, welcome to the show and tell us what's going on with this bathtub of yours.
Okay. It was originally pink. And it was epoxied with white, and it's starting to peel, and I need a safe method to either remove it or whether to get it refinished and leave the epoxy alone.
All right. So how long has it been since the epoxy has been applied to the tub?
Probably about 13 years.
Okay. Because people always ask us about that is how successful, you know, some of those projects are. I mean, I have heard people that were, you know, flipping houses that would just take spray paint and go in there. And it might look okay for a little while, but that's definitely not the way to go. And I have seen, you know, in this case, 13 years, I think is pretty good to be able to get that type of time out of it. And when you're talking about refinishing, are you planning on doing it yourself or having a service come in and do it?
Oh, having a service come in and do it.
Okay. All right. Well, they'll definitely do a lot in terms of the prep work on it. And Joe, do you think in a situation like that where a pro comes in to do that, will they have to remove all of the epoxy? Or is it like many situations that you basically are just sanding it down and getting any of the loose areas off before they apply their new finish?
Yeah. First, Vicki, you're smart to hire a professional because this is not only is it a little difficult to do to sell the DIY kits, but the results aren't always so great. So it's definitely smart to hire a pro. And what he'll do is he'll come in and take a look at it and see the condition. Ordinarily, if a lot of people, it's just an old worn out finish and or they want to just change the color, you know, so they just they sand it and they clean it and they use acids. They get it. They prep the surface before putting on their epoxy. top coat finish. But in this case, if it's peeling, if it's literally peeling off in pieces, then he's going to have to grind it all off, or at least grind off any of the peeled area. It's almost like when people ask us about repainting a wall or repainting a deck or anything else, as long as the finish is adhered well, you can usually go over it with new paint. But if it's peeling, you can't just obviously paint over peeling paint. And I think you're going to find the same thing here. But they, you know, part of their service is the prep work. So whatever they have to do, they will do, because that's the most important part, of course. So I don't think it's an issue that you'd have to be concerned with as far as, is that going to affect the new finish that the professional is going to put on, because it will not.
Because I've read that you can use like paint stripper and something called citrus base.
Citrus strip, yeah. You could, but why would you do that? That's part of the service.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you were doing this yourself, then we'd have a different conversation. But
yeah,
the first part of that,
I don't plan to.
Yeah, the first part of that conversation is don't do it yourself. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't think you'd have anything to be concerned with. You want to point that out to the contract when he comes and said, listen, this is the situation I have. You notice it's peeling. It's not just worn off. And I'm sure they've seen that before and they've taken care of that problem.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Right, okay. Thanks so much for being with us. Absolutely. Good luck with that. But people ask us that all the time, Joe, and
sure.
It can be successful when you have a really good, most cases, solid tub in there, big cast iron tub, boy, it's tough to remove it. And what you get back in there is most of the time not going to be as good a quality. So I think it's well worth the effort, especially if you can get referrals from people that have had their tub refinished by a particular service. Make sure you get those referrals. And why not even drop by and take a look at one of those to see if it's up to the standard that you're expecting? Because it does cost a little money, but a lot less than having that tub removed and replaced.
Right. The only time we really recommend removing a tub is if you're redoing the whole bathroom. But in a case like this, the cost of removing it is way higher than having it refinished. So even if the refinished tub only lasts a few years, it's still probably worth it in the end. And use a national company. You know, the other proof that this works is that these companies have been around, Danny, a long time. You know, this
That's
industry
right, yeah.
would
mm-hmm.
not, they would not exist if they weren't working in most cases. And in most cases, it's all has to do with the prep work, which is exactly what Vicky was concerned with.
That's right. Certainly hope we helped you there, Vicky. And, you know, what happens so often is others have the same question that are listening today, and hope we've been able to help you with pointing you in the right direction on that as well. Joe, we got a simple solution coming up. Give us just a little tease here.
All right. How to unclog a plugged up shower head.
All right. That's good. I think I know what's coming up then, because that's one that, again, everybody loves a good, robust shower. And if that shower is starting to get weaker and weaker, you might think it's the water pressure. Well, it may be something else. And Joe's going to share a simple solution with you that is so simple, you might be able to take care of it before the end of the next break. Anyway, so.
Well, you're putting him to work already. Can't they relax
right.
and listen to the show?
Get to work. All right, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, it's Simple Solution time.
Keep the bugs out and let the fresh air in with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a quick, affordable solution for outdoor living spaces. The durable mesh is easily installed and can be attached to the inside or the outside of your existing door frame with no tools needed. It works on single or sliding doors, and the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Learn more about Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door at duckbrand.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com.
When you download the Home Depot app, taking on big or small projects starts with a tap. It's your pocket-sized toolbox for getting more done. Image search helps you find what you need with a snap. Store mode pinpoints exactly where to go to get what you want while you're at our store. Or just tap to arrange for easy curbside pickup, all from the palm of your hand. It's the app that's made for doing. The Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And so glad to be with you each and every week. And one of the things that many of you listeners have expressed to us that you really enjoy is this part of the show when Joe takes over and shares with us another simple solution. It's all yours, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Water that has a high mineral content can create crusty buildup on shower heads. And of course, that creates a very weak and erratic spray, which is not fun when you're in there trying to take a shower. So you can fix this with some white vinegar, distilled white vinegar. And often you can do this without even removing the shower head. And here's how. Take a food storage bag, partially fill it with vinegar, probably a little more than halfway with vinegar, slip it over the shower head, and then secure it with a piece of string or a twist tie or whatever you have to do. What you're doing is you're basically submerging the shower head itself in the vinegar. So you want to make sure that the whole shower head, not the entire shower, but at least the bottom part of the shower head where the water's coming out, is completely submerged. And then tie it on there and leave it. You can also, of course, just unscrew the shower head, remove it, and put it in a bucket of vinegar. Either way, you want to probably soak it for at least 24 to 48 hours. So if this is your only shower, you might have to take baths for a day or two. But in any case, so let it soak and then gently scrub it with a little brush. And what you'll see is that water will become discolored. You might even see some deposits in there. Then you just put it back on or remove the bag and blast that water. And that should clean it out. Now, in severe cases, I've had to do this maybe two or three times over the course of a week or so. But then you can go a year or more, even if it's pretty high content. So that's how you can unclog a plugged up shower head.
Just take a look up at your shower head and you might see some of those deposits that are closing down the pressure that you're getting from the shower. And of course, Joe, this is has been a big problem for years with people's homes. And a lot of the plumbing manufacturers have started coming out with self-cleaning type of shower heads where you basically just rub your finger, kind of got little rubber grommets in there. You just kind of rub your finger over it in order to knock off some of that. And I guess that works fairly well, but still, if you, again, the high mineral content, sooner or later, you probably will have to get the white vinegar out of the pantry.
Yeah. If you've not, I don't know if everyone's even aware of that, but if you look up your shower head, almost every modern shower head, modern meaning, the last 20 years or whatever, it looks like the little spray nozzles are metal, but because they're gray or silver, but they're often rubber. And as Danny said, if you just rub your thumb against them, and the idea is that because it's flexible, any little crusty bits will break off. The problem is by the time you're seeing that, it's already clogged up what's inside the shower head, the spray nozzles leading to that, those little rubber tips. Yeah, so that's why you can rub your thumb against them and break off the little deposits that are visible on the outside, but the ones on the inside is where the vinegar comes in, and it's just acidic enough to dissolve those mineral deposits.
And as we always say, you can go to Today's Homeowner right now and see over 550 simple solutions. Todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. Want to also mention to you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner national television show this weekend. It's a project we call Masterful Retreat. It actually is one of my daughter and my co-host on my television show, Chelsea Lipford Wolf, bathroom, where she does a lot of utilization of the existing tile and tub. It's a pink tub. Normally you would try to change that like a previous caller was talking about, but here's going to be a girl's bathroom. time. So why not leave it pink? Just make it look a little more modern and more functional by replacing the vanity to put a bigger vanity in. Exhaust fan, never an exhaust fan in this bathroom. You got to have one of those. And also wallpaper. Rarely do we ever install wallpaper here. I got to admit, it really tied everything together. So you can go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see our television show in your neck of the woods. Now, in its 24th season, about to head into number 25. Also, want to make sure that you're downloading all of our podcasts. So go to Today's Homeowner Podcast, wherever you upload your podcast or download your podcast, and be able to check out the brand new one, Ask Danny. Hey, that wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for being with us on this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.